talk about it carries on. Reasons only new. When I talk about it, every door, treason's already new. Didn't need to talk about it, I could stand through. If we can get around it, I know that.
And this is going to be on Saturday. We'll be leaving town.
We will be taking a lot of people to the Super Bowl, Phil. It's on Saturday, this coming Saturday. And we will be heading for San Diego for this, the 32nd Super Bowl between the Denver Broncos and the Green Bay Packers. An exciting package. I think people are really going to be excited about this.
Now, they will be leaving Los Angeles?
I want to tell you, first of all, Phil, that we're going to be leaving Los Angeles on Saturday, providing people with deluxe accommodations in San Diego the night before the game, the day of the game, transportation, first-class transportation will be accorded people as we head over to Qualcomm Park in San Diego for the Super Bowl, and you'll be there. We're going to tailgate. We're going to have deluxe breakfast. We'll have a great dinner and celebration the night before and a heck of a bus ride down to San Diego and back on Saturday and Sunday for this Super Bowl celebration. The party starts, the party bus, and the price bill, only $500 per person. Let me tell you what that gets you. You get transportation, deluxe transportation to San Diego. You get deluxe accommodations when you arrive in San Diego. And don't forget, Phil, when you're on your way to San Diego, we will be providing meals. We'll be providing beverages and entertainment on the way to San Diego. You get to San Diego, you will get deluxe accommodations the night before, the day of the game, transportation to Qualcomm Park for the Super Bowl 1998. You can't ask for anything better than that. Comfortability, it's going to be deluxe accommodation. It's going to be great food, great celebration, and the great Super Bowl, the Denver Broncos and the Green Bay Packers. We've got an exciting, exciting day planned for everybody.
Go to our first call here, Glendale on KFIA 640. Hello. Glendale, hello.
Hi, I wanted to find out where those tickets were located.
All right, sir.
You need to turn your radio down first.
All right,
and foremost.
Sir.
All right, sir, we're going to be taking you to Qualcomm Park in San Diego, where the Super Bowl is going to be played between the Broncos and the Packers, right there at Qualcomm Park, which is formerly Jack Murphy Stadium.
Right, I know exactly where the stadium is, but I just want to know where in the park the tickets are located.
Right off of Interstate 8. I beg your pardon?
Where in Qualcomm Park are the seats located?
The seats are all over. We've got the locations are everywhere. Everywhere, and it just depends on what you want. It depends on what kind of thing you're looking for. We'll do everything in our power to try and make you happy. As you know, it's a very, very well-attended event, and certainly people want the best seats, but the location of the seats are everywhere, and we'll do our very best to try to accommodate you.
Is the cost of the seats included in the $500 ticket?
Is the cost of the seats included in the $500 ticket? Is that your question?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you that our tickets are actually $400.
Okay. $400?
$400 for the entire package, okay?
Does that include the seat at the stadium?
Does that include the seat at the stadium is the gentleman's question. Let me tell you that we do recommend bringing a small portable television set so you don't miss anything. All right? But what to answer your question, and your question was what?
My question was, does the $400 cost include the price of the ticket to enter Qualcomm Stadium so I could see the Packers and the Broncos?
All right, you want to know whether you can get the ticket?
The guy's asking, is he getting tickets with his $500 package? That's what the guy's asking you.
All right, here's what you get, sir. I just want you to know. Your money covers our gas expenses. Your money also covers, of course, the food and the deluxe accommodations.
Yes, sir.
All right. I would also like you to know that I own my own transportation, so that's covered. The $400, however, so you're asking me, will the $400 get you the Super Bowl? And the answer is absolutely yes.
Will it get me into Qualcomm Park to see the Packers and the Broncos?
Answer that question. And thanks so much for your call.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County.
We'll drop you off at Qualcomm Park on Sunday right at noon, and there you are at the Super Bowl.
Okay, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Hendry Show here. Ted Bell is on the line, and we're talking about Super Bowl 32 coming up on Sunday, our big Super Bowl package that Ted is promoting right now. Here is Pasadena on KFI AM640. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Do I understand this correctly? You're talking $400 or $500?
We're talking $400. I'm sorry.
$400.
Yes,
and that's the transportation down. That's food. That's accommodations for the night. Hold on. That's accommodations for the night and tickets for the game.
You are getting to the Super Bowl. You got it.
You know, I find that hard to believe because I've been heard. I've been told that the tickets are going for like $1,500 just for the tickets.
Well, that's true. Absolutely, because of the fact that what we're really dealing with here is the fact that there's an awful lot of late scalping going on. There's an awful lot of late arrival and a lot of late demand for the tickets. But that's what makes this package so great. We try to deliver for you the best way we can.
Right. Well, this sure sounds like what happened a couple years ago at the UCLA Madison Rose Bowl, where all those people from Wisconsin were promised lots of things and they got screwed, just like a lot of the people from Washington and Michigan this year at the Rose Bowl.
I hope you won't hold the mistakes of other people against us. We end up.
No, but you know what? This is a situation where the deal is too good to be true. Therefore, it's not true.
This is a great package. Okay.
No. Phil, how can you allow this package, okay?
Take your wife, take your family, take your wife on down. We'll see what we're talking about. This can't be beat.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI. Coming back, we'll give you the number that you can call for that that all-important reservation on the Super Bowl party bus leaving on Saturday to San Diego. And you can call us and talk to Ted a little bit more about it.
Let me tell you something, Phil, about the family. You know, there's a lot of guys that want to bring their wife and kids along. For $150 extra, for the full price of $550, we will take your wife and your kids along as well. In other words, the whole family, Phil, for $550, or you can go buy yourself for $400 for $550, and we will drop your wife and your kids off at the San Diego Zoo while you go to the ball game. The wife and the kids enjoy the zoo. We'll pick them up, and we'll pick you up, and we'll bring you on back to Los Angeles. That is absolutely outstanding. There is no other Super Bowl package like it.
So for $400 per person, or for another $150, you can bring along the wife and as many kids?
As many kids as you want. The zoo is in Balboa Park, and there's nothing quite like the great San Diego Wild Animal Parks, the San Diego Wild Animal Park. You'll take the wife, the kids, everybody. They'll enjoy it.
All right, so you go to the game, and the wife and kids go over to the zoo.
That's right.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County, San Diego on KFI AM640. Hello?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm trying to understand this deal correctly. Is this a business, an actual business that's trying to make money?
Well, sure.
First of all, you got to turn that radio all the way down.
Okay.
Turn it off, in fact.
It's off.
There you go. Now, what's your question again?
This question. You're asking me, is this a money-making proposition? Absolutely, because the way we make our money is through volume.
Okay, through.
Not only are we operating our party bus here in Los Angeles, but we're operating them throughout the country and the state of California. So we've got a lot of different packages that we're offering, but this is a special package we're offering for KFI listeners, the Phil Hendry Show.
What, let me ask you this. Why would you offer a package that's worth $1,500 for only $400 and make less money?
As I said to the gentleman before, the $1,500 price tag you put on those Super Bowl tickets is because of the very high demand that we have right now before the Super Bowl. But remember that we purchased our Super Bowl tickets many, many months ago. We reserved our Super Bowl tickets many, many months ago. We sell quantity. Not necessarily a lot of, we do sell the quality, but we have a lot of quantity. And that's what we call high volume pricing.
Okay, I live in San Diego. I don't need the bus. I just need the tickets to go in. What can I do?
Well, fellas, not really. This is a party bunch for Los Angeles residents. And this is going to sound crazy, but for...
you know what I would suggest, the guys come on up to L.A. and take the bus down.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's worth the money to do that.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Come on up to Los Angeles, take the bus down, and you know what? You don't even have to take the bus back. But what we are hoping will happen is we will attract a fair number of people from the Los Angeles area for this, because we understand that San Diego residents did have access to Super Bowl tickets. We do have a San Diego package, but it's a little bit more money.
Where in Qualcomm Stadium are the seats?
I'm told
that the best seats are obviously on your carpool's fading out a little bit there, sir. Anaheim on KF, but to answer his question, they're primarily where?
Well, the very best seats are between the 30-yard lines.
The very best, but the seats are all through the stadium?
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, there are no bad seats at Qualcomm Park, I can tell you that much. I've been there for ball games. It is an outstanding, outstanding facility.
All right, hold the line here, Ted.
You got it, too, bro.
1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI at L.A. County. Two, San Diego, deluxe accommodations overnight in San Diego, dinner, breakfast, food on the way down, the ball game, food on the way back. You said you're catering this yourself.
Absolutely. And that really saves a lot of money. People ask why we could offer this package for $400 per person, $550 for a family, because we're saving people an awful lot of money.
All right, well, what exactly are you going to be serving? Now, you said sandwiches?
Sandwiches, right, on the way down and some drinks.
And are they alcoholic drinks?
Well, no, you can't serve that. But we've got soft drinks. We've got a punch that we're making, actually, which saves a lot of money when you talk about the expense of canned Cokes and things like that. We've got a punch, and we have the, it's a cold cut of some kind of sandwich.
Well, so it's not turkey or anything?
Well, it's a cold cut. It's bologna. I believe it's bologna, isn't it? Yeah, bologna sandwich.
Bologna sandwich?
That's right. And a punch is going to be fantastic. We have deluxe accommodations when we get to San Diego.
All right, so on the way down, though, you got a bologna sandwich and punch.
That's right. And I'll tell you, the great thing about our meals, Phil, is that they're fun. I think what you're talking about is the fun factor that we can provide for people, our big party bus going to San Diego. It's a fun thing.
All right, so when we go to San Diego, you're going to pick us up here at KFI. We get on the bus. We eat a bologna sandwich, and we drink punch on the way down.
You bet. And also, don't forget, there's going to be a lecture and a question and answer with a noted National Football League authority.
All right. Here is Pomona on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, Phil. I wanted to know about children, but first I wanted to know why you haven't mentioned anything about Martin Luther King Jr. on your show.
We did, our whole first hour. Here is Blythe on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Ted, it sounds like a great package, and I called the number. But the only problem I had is there you say mail. We'll give me your name and address, and we'll get the information out to you. Well, how on earth are you going to mail it to me in time?
I didn't say mail, did I?
No.
We're going to call you back.
Oh, all right.
There you go. Did you leave your phone number?
No, I didn't.
That's the baby.
All right.
All right. Here is Alhambra on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi,
yes.
I just wanted to find out one question is if there's actual tickets to the Super Bowl game.
Yes, there are.
And what seats are these at the Super Bowl?
I have, well, they're all through the Super Bowl.
Oh, so the, tickets, so the tickets are scattered throughout the stadium?
I understand. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so the
have seats all over the stadium.
And so we'll be getting an actual ticket. That'll get us through the doors into the stadium, right?
Yes, you can.
No, but that's what this package will be providing, yeah?
You asked me, are there tickets to the Super Bowl?
No, no, I asked
you. I think that goes without saying. And you had better believe that they are all, there's a lot of them. And what you get is a Ted Bell party bus. You get the Ted Bell party bus ticket. Okay, that's all inclusive. That's all-inclusive. I don't want you to be misled here. It's all-inclusive.
So
you get your deluxe accommodations. You got transportation to San Diego, deluxe accommodations overnight, transportation to the Super Bowl, and transportation home.
And so this will get me into the Super Bowl, what this package will be providing, right?
The package you'll be providing is getting you over to the Super Bowl. You got it.
Getting me to the Super Bowl, not in the Super Bowl.
What's the difference?
Well, you can't see much from the outside of the stadium.
Well, the party bus ticket will get you everywhere you need to be, okay? Everywhere that you need to be, the Ted Bell party bus ticket.
Okay. Well, but does it or does it not get you into the stadium?
You're talking about being in the Super Bowl, sir. The only people that are in the Super Bowl are the football players themselves.
Oh, I'm aware.
Okay.
I'm aware of that.
That's
fact.
What we're talking about.
I'm aware of that.
I'm
fact.
Talking about you as a fan of football.
Yeah. Am I going to get to be a fan sitting in the spectator seats at the Super Bowl?
I think everybody has that opportunity. You better believe it.
Now, is this giving me that opportunity for sure?
Oh, absolutely gives you the opportunity. You get on the Ted Bell party bus, it'll give you the opportunity to get down there to the Super Bowl. You got it.
Does it guarantee me getting into the Super Bowl to watch the Super Bowl?
To watch the Super Bowl? You're not a football player. You can't be in the Super Bowl, right?
Oh yeah, I'm not asking about playing. I don't want to play the Super Bowl. I don't want to get beat up or nothing. I'm asking, is this going to get me into the Super Bowl to watch the Super Bowl from
is
the seat?
Is this going to get you into the Super Bowl to watch the Super Bowl? Oh boy, what do you think we've been talking about here?
Well, So is that again?
Well, I'm just interested in the bologna sandwiches and the punch and everything.
Look, if you include everyone, bringing the kids, we can get 200 people on the bus to San Diego.
Oh yeah, I don't care how many people are on the bus or if it's bologna sandwiches
go.
Or steak. I just want to know if it's yes or no to be able to watch the Super Bowl with this package that you're selling.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to see the Super Bowl. You have got that right, my friend.
So you have an opportunity to.
Remember, 427-7265. 427-7265, the 213 area code. Make your reservations out of the Ted Bell Party Bus.
All right. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. What were the deluxe accommodations overnight?
Absolutely.
Well, what are they?
You've got deluxe accommodations, Phil, overnight in San Diego. It's going to be terrific.
Because the guy asked if it was a hotel.
You got some really interesting questions, some really interesting callers tonight.
Well, I don't mean to be quizzical, but we're just asking. You know, these packages rip people up.
Let me tell you, I know all about it, Phil. I remember very clearly when that gentleman was talking about the Rose Bowl trip. It is tragic the way people are taking advantage of.
All right, because that's what people are talking about.
No, I know. I understand that.
All right, here's Downey on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
You know, if this guy could keep his mouth shut for just a few minutes so people could speak, and if he would just answer the question.
I'm answering every question that anybody's ever asked.
Yeah, there you go again. You know, just be quiet for a second here.
What do you want me to be right about? I answered every question people are asking.
Okay. Are you getting seats inside the Super Bowl?
Am I getting seats inside the Super Bowl? You better believe it.
Okay. You're not just taking people down there on this bus with a bologna sandwich and going to set them up with this big screen that you rented, right?
What? What are you asking me?
What? I'm asking you.
A question, or
I'm asking you, are you legit?
You better believe I'm legit.
I can't believe it. You haven't answered any question.
Sir, what question? You ask a question. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills, which is a great steakhouse. All right, and you know my restaurant. Ask me any question you want. How can I not?
Well, unfortunately, I don't know your restaurant, or maybe I would go there and find out what type of person you are, because you're offering this what just doesn't seem to be true.
You've never been to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, you know, I doubt if I'm going to be there because of the
you
type of person that you are.
You live in a closet?
Well, you know, what are you doing besides ripping people off all your life?
You don't know that I'm ripping anybody off, sir, until you ask me your question. I don't know what question you've got to ask me, but you're making a lot of assumptions without asking me any questions.
That's right, you know, because you're not answering.
All right, what's your question for him?
My question is, what are you providing besides a ride down there and some bologna?
I said deluxe accommodations. You get to the Super Bowl. You get home a lecture from a noted National Football League expert, a party the night before, big Super Bowl bash on the way down, big Super Bowl bash after the...
Yeah, and what is your idea of deluxe accommodation? Tents in the parking lot or what?
So why don't you call our big number? That's 427.
No, I'm not going to call. I want to find out some information first.
Okay. Deluxe. What does deluxe mean to you?
Deluxe? I mean, I want a five-star hotel. What do you
Everybody
mean?
Everybody knows what deluxe means.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what does deluxe mean?
What does deluxe mean to you?
Deluxe.
And what are you offering me?
I don't know what deluxe means. Where have you guys been?
Well, I don't even know what deluxe means. I've heard the word deluxe. and I'm sitting in a dump.
I'd have to say deluxe is something.
Let me tell you this. I guarantee you that I am not setting up some big screen TV for people to see the game. I guarantee you that.
Then tell us exactly what you're doing.
Sure,
you're without being vague and being specific.
I'll tell you what I'd like to know. I want to know what you mean by deluxe.
Deluxe. It's the best.
A bed?
A bed?
A cot?
Come on.
A room?
Sir, what does deluxe mean to you?
Something better than standard.
There you go.
Okay, so what are you offering? Where are you offering these accommodations?
In San Diego, the night before the game. 427-7265.
Now, I don't want your phone number because nobody's going to call it.
Okay, great.
Well, what did you do? Don't you want to talk to the guy?
I told him.
Well, I don't know what you mean by deluxe. You know, this is one of those words I hear that gives me the creeps. Every time I hear the word deluxe, I get the creeps.
Well, Bill, this is our party. What do you mean? Come on. This is our Super Bowl.
Are we in a bed? Are we in a hotel? Where are we staying?
Deluxe accommodations. We will be providing them for you. We have got a luxurious bus going to the Super Bowl. You will be provided deluxe sleeping compartments on board our bus.
Okay, there we... Hey, now we're on... Are we sleeping on the bus?
It's deluxe. And I know you don't like the word, but...
Yeah, I don't like the word. Here's El Cajon on KFIM 640. Hello.
Yeah, I got a question. These, I believe I have this figured out. It's a matter of semantics. The gentleman is selling a package where you can get a bus ride down to the Super Bowl. It's your right. You can watch the Super Bowl. You can watch it on TV. Are there tickets available? Yeah, you can get them off of scalpers. But it seems like it's all a scam here.
Sir, you know, I've been called a scam artist. I've been insulted every which way.
Oh, it's not an insult. I'm just saying that, you know,
I want to provide a transportation and fun for people.
Right, transportation and fun.
So far, what I found out is
worth $400 for transportation to San Diego.
What I found out is I'm on a bus, I'm eating a bologna sandwich, drinking punch, and I'm sleeping in the bus.
Great punch.
Well, it's deluxe accommodations.
Here we go with deluxe.
Great punch and bologna sandwiches.
Can you tell me, this gentleman in El Cajon, what's the word deluxe mean?
Deluxe? I guess that's another question of semantics. It could mean the name of the bus has a deluxe sign on the back, so it's a deluxe bus.
No. The bus doesn't have any deluxe sign.
I'm going to ask you a question straight out, Bill, and I want a straight answer.
Go ahead.
What color is the bus?
I beg your pardon?
What color is the bus?
What do you mean?
I want to know, what color is the bus?
And is it Volkswagen bus?
Well, it's a, no, it's of course it isn't. It's a transportation. What do you mean, what color is the bus?
And what do you mean 200 people on the bus?
We can get 200. We drop the wives and the kids off at the zoo and get the guys over to the game.
What color is the bus?
I don't believe you're asking. What
color is the bus?
The bus is the same color. Boy, it's a yellow bus, I think.
Oh, it's
a yellow bus.
And can I put my luggage on the roof rack, or the luggage go underneath in a compartment?
Underneath in the compartment. I don't think there's a room for luggage. I think they got a room for maybe your bag lunch.
So
I think they've got a place where you can put your gum under the seat.
Perspective. What deluxe is deluxe? Sleeping in a seat on a school bus and drinking punch and having a bologna sandwich, or is it staying in a nice hotel and is watching a Super Bowl, watching it in the stadium, or is it watching it on a TV in the parking lot? Free, you know.
What do you think deluxe is?
In this instance, I think deluxe is sitting in a school bus watching a game on a little black and white TV with a bologna sandwich and a half paper cup full of grape juice.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Man.
$400.
Oh, man, what a deal. What a deal. Thanks for calling.
Well, you can't take luggage. We need that room for the kids.
Okay, yeah, 1-800-5201 on the roof, huh? 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI, LA County. Ted, give your number out one more time for the party bus.
That's right, Bill. The Ted Bell party bus is 213-427-7265. We are filling up space, though, so call in.
All right, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're talking about a bologna sandwich with a...
No, don't concentrate so much on the bologna sandwich. We're talking about a deluxe lunch. You'll get deluxe...
Yeah, I know the deluxe accommodations. I'm sleeping on the bus.
This is a beautiful bus, beautifully appointed bus, and it's fantastic.
Now, who is this NFL expert that's going to be lecturing?
I'll tell you what, Phil. I am going to be providing pointers on the history of the National Football
League. So you're the guy.
Absolutely. I'm going to be providing...
So this NFL expert is you. We're drinking punch.
let me finish, Phil.
No, wait a minute. We're drinking punch and eating a bologna sandwich, listening to you while we ride a school bus, and then we're going to be sleeping in a school bus where?
In San Diego, at the...
Where are we going to be sleeping in the school bus?
You are going to be in the beautiful city of San Diego, Phil, and we're going to be providing deluxe sleeping compartments.
Yeah, forget about the deluxe everything, okay? Where are you going to park the bus?
You can put the bus... where are we going to park the bus? You're making it sound as if we're just going to park it on a road. The deluxe accommodations will be...
Forget the deluxe. I want to know where the bus is going to be parked while I'm sleeping on it.
Well, it's going to be near the stadium there, and...
What, on a frontage road?
I beg your pardon?
Are you parking the bus on a frontage road near Interstate 8, and I'm sleeping in a bus?
The bus will be near the stadium, and...
Will it be on a street?
Yes, I mean, you have to park it on a street.
It'll be on a frontage road.
Well, I don't know what you mean by a frontage...
I'm talking about a street that's off the freeway.
I imagine that it will be.
Okay, there you go, folks. You'll be sleeping on a bus parked on a street off the freeway, eating...
It's going to be a party, Phil. We're going to sing songs. We've timed the trip out to completely finish 99 bottles of beer as soon as we get into San Diego.
Oh, that's great.
I'll start it off, and...
Yeah. Santa Monica on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
A couple of questions. This guy owns a restaurant.
Yes, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Is it the one on Pico?
No.
Oh, is it, there's another one?
Yeah, it's another one.
What street?
Oh, the one, Ted's of Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Warren Circle.
It's where?
Warren Circle.
Warren?
Yeah, Warren. Huh. W-A-R-R-E-N Circle.
All right, Anaheim on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, you said you're going to put 200 people on the bus?
That's if everybody brings their families. What we're talking about is we can, $400 for the Super Bowl package if you bring your wife and kids, $550, and that means the kids, and we can dump the wife and the kids off at the zoo and keep them, I mean...
what do you mean dump them off?
I mean, you know, put them at the zoo.
But you can't fit 200 people on a bus to begin with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you put the kids in your lap, you can.
Are the wife and kids going to be sleeping?
Sure.
I remember at school, they could barely cram 60 people on a bus.
No, but if you put the kid on the left, you can.
That won't be a vote of accommodations.
Sit him on the floor. We'll figure it out. We can do it. I know I can get 200 in there. God damn it, I'll do it if it takes me all night. Because at $400, I mean, we can certainly provide, it'll be comfortable for people. I guarantee you that.
All right, here is Thousand Oaks on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, I have a question.
Did you see how they used to shove those Japs into the subway in Japan? We can do the same thing with a bus.
Hey, I have a question for you. What time was the earthquake? Was it morning or night?
Afternoon.
It was afternoon. Okay. I'll go on the bus with you. Thank you.
427-7265.
Great.
427-7265. Don't miss out on that.
All right, we have Ted Bell. And I tell you what, give me an idea of how it's going to go on the bus.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean this lecture.
Well, basically, everybody gets on the bus. We give out the bologna sandwiches, and we give them out their punch. And I start off with saying something like, "Hi, everybody, I'm Ted Bell, and this is our party bus. I'd like to show you what a football looks like. Here it is." And then we begin with something simple. Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
What are you talking about?
99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. And then we drop you off at the Super Bowl at 4:30 in the afternoon, just in time for the game. And, of course, we dump your wife and kids off at the zoo or the wild animal park or one of those places. And
wait a minute. The game starts at
4:30. Don't worry about it. And then, of course, my favorite song is, "If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land."
Okay.
And the wheels on the bus go round and round, and the wheels on the bus go round.
Okay, that's great, Ted. I just can't wait for your bologna sandwich and the freaking punch that your wife makes.
I'd hammer out the Super Bowl. I'd hammer out bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, good luck making money on that one.
Always do.
Sure. Okay, well, I'm not getting on the party bus.
427-7265.
Yeah. I ain't getting on your party.